Time now to stop down for a little bit of And this is brought to you by
Autoflex Leasing and All Pro Foundation Repair.
So, let's have a good old flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello to Dallas Radio's most abrasive, polarizing, over-the-top personality. Here's Cobra.
Here he is, the Cobra. Here's Cobra.
Crushed it. Thank you very much. It turns out that Heather Klim, the former wife of Bubba the Love Sponge, is quite the whore.
Wife or former?
Did I say wife? It's former wife.
Okay. That's what you said.
Oh, okay.
She was a still wife.
She's an ex, right?
Yes, they are
like
ex.
Most of them okay. Soon will be.
Right.
At least half.
That's more
where
than
they're
half.
But
that's where they're headed if you're smart.
It seems that she regularly hooked up on camera with other dudes, unbeknownst to them. And sometimes they say there were other celebrities involved, and the same thing went down where Bubba would be like, "Hey, you think she's hot?
Hey,
you know, I could probably make that happen." So gross and seedy. It really is, man. What a weird life.
Yeah, that's a culture that I'm just have a difficult time getting my head around.
God.
Hey.
Now this guy over here.
Oh,
I mean,
please.
Yeah,
it's child's play to him.
Mike Key Party Reiner.
Key Bump Key Party.
That's right. Keys were big players back in the day.
But it's just so weird, and I can't imagine, I mean, some guy like going, yeah, I'd love to bang her. Sure.
Hey.
Yeah. She's hot.
Knock a piece off of that.
Man, you talk about manhead, too. She has got a serious schnozzeroni. Big teeth and a big old chin and it's gross.
A little horse action happening.
And now she's a whore. Whore.
Whore.
Right.
Sorry. Whore. So someone may have a couple other tapes that may be surfacing here, they're saying. A little dough in their back pocket if they're looking for some. Whoever may have them.
Keep us posted on this.
I will. I'll call you later. Sad to report that the hottest woman on the earth, Megan Fox, has announced the birth of her first baby. With husband Brian Austin Green. How he landed that, I have no idea. I mean, was he the first one to go after? Because he's probably in his late 30s.
At least.
Early 40s. Was he the first one that had the balls to actually go up to her and be like, "You want to
go get some coffee?
Yeah, or do you want a sandwich?
Yeah." Like,
and she's like, "God, no one will ask me out because I'm too hot."
Mark.
There are those women, though.
He's 39, she's 26.
Okay. There are those women out there that literally do not get asked out because they're too good looking.
Mm-hmm.
And I guarantee you she was one of them. No one would approach her. She was famous at an early age, and people were just completely intimidated by her. Understandably. I wouldn't walk up to her.
Why?
Because she wouldn't give me the time of day.
Well, that's the worst that can happen.
But that's
she
the
won't
thing.
Give
is
give you the time
the
of day.
Nerdy Brian Austin Green walks up to her.
I bet she is crazier than a box of rabid ferrets, too.
Jake?
He's got it because he'll put up with it. There's no woman out there that's so hot she can't be asked out.
Yeah, but I bet you, I'm telling you, there is something to that theory where she's asked out a lot less than people that are half as good looking as she is. And you know what I hear about her? Totally normal.
Come on.
Not kidding.
No, that can't be right.
That can't be right.
You don't think God created the perfect woman?
No. You can't grow up looking like that and not be insane.
And I hear she loves golf.
And the Three Stooges.
And she gets into Jimi Hendrix.
She gave birth to Noah.
And loves NFL Countdown.
NFL. She didn't even like football as much as she likes the pregame show. She gave birth to her son, Noah Shannon Green.
And now she's ruined.
I bet you
she... Whatever allures she once had is now gone.
I bet you she is able to bounce back in...
A week and a half.
I'm going to give her 6 days. What typically takes 2 years and 9 months...
and another pregnancy mixed in the middle of that?
I give her 6 days, and she snaps right back.
No, that's not how it works.
With some, it does.
With Hollywood, it does.
Yeah.
Unless you're Delta Burke.
They have magic uteri.
Their uteri are no different.
I don't know about that. Don't know about that. A list was released. And this isn't just any old list. This comes straight from the handwriting of one Mick Jagger. On the Rolling Stones official Twitter account, they just sent out a what looks to be 22 songs that they are working on. Would you like to hear it and see if you're interested in the show?
Go ahead.
She's So Cold.
All right.
In.
I'm in.
You Got Me Rockin'.
Yeah.
I'd be in.
All Down the Line.
Yeah.
Respectable.
Okay.
Tumbling Dice.
Okay.
Beast of Burden.
Yeah.
Wild Horses.
Okay.
It's All Over Now.
They'll butcher that. They'll screw that up so bad.
They wrote it and performed it.
They didn't write it.
But they performed it a bunch.
Yeah, but that was in their early days.
Right. Okay, dude. Oh, you're killing me right now, man. This is what you wanted. This is what I was excited to say that, thinking you would be like, oh, something they hadn't played since 66.
No. They can't play it like they did then. They'll butcher this.
They'll homogenize it and
yes,
screw it
this
up.
This is not a bad idea. This is a bad idea.
Lady Jane.
That song's a beating, but I wouldn't mind hearing it.
Route 66.
Okay.
Little Red Rooster.
Yeah. Cock-a-doodle-doop.
Not Fade Away.
Yeah.
I'm bringing up songs that they don't play anymore.
Okay.
That they hadn't played since the 60s.
He just doesn't want to hear them play anything.
This is it.
That's it.
Do you want him to play Tom Petty?
No.
Well, I mean, I'm giving you a set list that actually is interesting.
Okay. Go ahead. Is that it?
No. She's So Cold.
You mentioned that already.
You did.
Oh, he wrote it down twice. Man, maybe they screwed it up the first time.
Yeah, I do that from time to time.
Sweet Virginia.
Yeah.
What? I'd like to hear that one.
Dude, you ever heard it live? Probably not. You're such a half-ass fan. Worried About You.
No.
No.
Paint It Black.
No, that'll be awful, too.
Okay.
I'd love to hear it, but it'll
be
awful.
You know, just the other day, he was like, I want them to paint it black. And here they're playing Paint It Black.
And he doesn't want to hear
it. No, because it's going to suck.
Because they don't have Brian Jones anymore.
They haven't. He hadn't been in the band since 69.
Right.
He's dead.
Right.
Do you go see the Allman Brothers?
Yeah.
Okay. You know who they're missing? One of the two brothers. Yet you still go see them and they sound great.
Yeah, they do.
So...
Because they play their songs about the way they did the first time around. They haven't changed
much. Even though they miss one of the most influential guitarists, maybe of the 20th century.
Actually, they miss two of them now.
Well, yeah.
Dickie Betts is not there
either.
Well, that's true. But I'll still go see them because I like their replacements and it's not that different. This will be way different. That's what you don't understand.
No, I understand.
I don't think you do.
The last time?
Well, they did that on Saturday Night Live.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you liked it.
That was okay.
Ruby Tuesday. I really would rather my wife fart in church than hear that.
Well, I would too.
What kind of fan are you?
Okay.
You don't like Ruby?
I just went through 20
you don't
songs.
Like Ruby
I hate
Tuesday.
It. I hate it. I think it's stupid.
I'd love to see Jules lift up her leg and rip one off a pew in her Sunday dress.
Stand up and be like, excuse me.
She can.
That's my girl.
I'm proud.
And Midnight Rambler.
All right, that's a pretty good set list, but
God.
I'll bet they wind up doing four.
The last time, Not Fade Away, Little Red Rooster, Route 66. They haven't done Lady Jane since the 60s.
Yeah, I know.
So.
That's pretty neat.
You're an ass.
No, it is. Really, it is.
It is good.
But I'm telling you, they're going to pick four of those and do it, and the rest of it will be mixed in with Jumpin' Jack Flash and Stye Up.
My prediction is they don't play Jumpin' Jack Flash.
Of course they will. And Get Off My Cloud.
They won't play Get Off My Cloud.
Yeah, they will.
Or Satisfaction.
Yeah, they will. They got to play it.
No, they don't.
But they will.
The X Factor.
They'll play Brown Sugar, right? God,
please don't. Surely they know by now that that song sucks. The X Factor just got a little bit of worse. Not that I ever watched it in the first place, but this was the show that you were pumping up pretty hard, weren't you?
No, I've never pumped this thing up because I've never seen it either.
This is the spinoff show of...
Idol?
Yeah, of that, what's-his-face, Simon does, mm-hmm. Right?
Yep. And Dog's on there, I believe, with Britney Spears.
Okay, so now, here is the final lineup of judges. And it starts November 1st. Simon Cowell, L.A. Reid, isn't that a basketball player?
Yeah, the former Root Hog great.
Britney Spears,
mm-hmm.
Demi Lovato. You ready for this? You ready for the next two?
Yeah.
Mario Lopez. And Khloe Kardashian. Simon Cowell, Michael, your hero in the entertainment world, has officially jumped a great white that's sitting in a bathtub right now.
Prom time?
He really has.
You want a shark to be jumped?
He's done it.
Yes. Hiring that sack of mashed potatoes to come out there. I mean, is she qualified to judge anything?
No.
Anything.
She's a name. She's a name, and that show needs ratings, right?
Right. So when you need ratings, you get a Kardashian.
God.
It's the world we live in, Corby.
It's so...
You made it this way.
Embarrassing.
People like you.
America is embarrassing.
If you would change your last name to Kardashian, our ratings would spike at least a point.
You know, Corby Kardashian right now.
It's perfect.
There's a Kardashian. Like, all the kids from Mix and Kiss would jump over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, they got a Kardashian on the ticket now.
Next awesome. Thing you know, we'd have Maurice didn't doing 10 to noon in here.
Leave him alone.
Who?
Maurice.
Who's that? Is that that black guy back there?
Walks. He works across the hall, and he's a real nice man.
And yet, he's treated like that by you.
We've never met him.
And who did it? Who did it?
Him.
Plantation Corby.
Look.
Plantation Corby Kardashian.
I use black guy or white guy as an identifiable trait. If I'm talking about a guy that I don't know, and there is a black guy and a white guy involved, I'm going to say, is that the white guy back there or the black guy?
That is totally
What am I supposed to say?
I don't know. Anything but that.
The guy in the green shirt or the red shirt.
Young black buck. It's ridiculous.
It's totally insensitive.
I have a theory on big black guys.
Yeah, listen to all this.
Oh, yeah, listen to all of it.
All this.
It's so shocking. This will suck.
Black guys.
This will fail so miserably bad. You know, if one of the candidates last night said, if they would have stood up and said, my platform is to rid the television of Kardashians. I will get that done in the next 4 years. I'm sold. That is the greatest platform I've ever heard.
I would vote for Obama if he said that.
Would you?
Yes. Get rid of Kardashians. I mean,
yes, because he's inexplicably right-leaning.
Even hardcore, inexplicably
yes.
right-wingers.
I could be swayed.
All right. Somebody's on the phone real quick.
Well, who?
Hello?
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 Hey, I'm just listening to the show. This is Norm, and you're trying to give away the 10 to noon slot for somebody to come in because Corby's a Kardashian now.
That's all right, Norm. We'll harbor you in here from 3 until 7.
Norm, I will not let Maurice take over your time slot, okay?
But if they try to do that, Norm, I promise you, we will harbor you.
Give them noon to 1. Give them part of Bob and Dan's show. Don't give them my show.
All
You're
right,
safe,
noon
buddy.
To 1. You got it.
You are safe.
You got
Bye.
It.
There he goes. Norm.
Worry about Maurice taking his job.
And
who is this? Who's this black guy?
I don't think he said that. He's not like you.
I heard that, clearly.
That will make a promo.
Yeah.
All right, 4:54, I guess. Are you done here? Or
I don't have a choice, you gotta Mike.
Embarrass us any further and infuriate anybody else out there with these broad strokes of yours today?
I don't think so, no.
All right. It's 4:54 here on the ticket.